The television license is not worth the paper it's printed on. Background effects by family. Cast of many. And they're not paid for their roles in this drama. I support public service broadcasting to a core and support the function of a television license for what it funds. I think it could be collected in a better way and probably centralised. But I definitely support it. I don't think that it should be scrapped and that television should be funded by the deepest pockets or the lowest common denominator like Sky TV. So this rant isn't about the value and cost of a television license. It's about the paper it's printed on. And the paper it's been printed on and the license that you hold not being worth 160 euros. This is the second year I've purchased it through the online website. I think it is tvlicense.ie or something like that. It doesn't even say it on the license. Not that I can see it here. Licensing collection is governed by on post under contract on behalf of the state broadcaster. And when you buy online, you a couple of weeks after you buy it online, you get something in the post. It's in a DL envelope. It's folded three ways. It's an A4 sheet of paper. The piece of paper is of normal photocopier standard. It's got a harp on the top left, but it's all printed in one run. It looks very inkjet kind of print, and it's got a green fade across the middle of the page. There's some standard stuff that was printer printed, if you know what I mean, like when the paper was issued and delivered, printed on the back, three sentences, copyright. The license does not authorise any infringement of copyright in any matter received. And the same os Gaeilge Cop Cart Ni Urdhrochtar Lesh Ne Cadus Shaw Ain Saru Copy Kirt Air on Over a Glocktar. That is awful pronunciation of my Irish. This thing is just like somebody run it up on a inkjet in on post and put it in an envelope and sent it out to me and said, that's your license, 160 quid. I've no cameras here to show you this because it's radio, so let me describe what a television license looked like 2 years ago. What year is this license for? 2008 through to 2009. Then it also cost 160 euro. So no increase since it used to be 158. And so I think this is the third year it's been 160. It was purchased in the post office. Paper's got perforations. I'll actually just tear off the bottom bit here. Okay. It's, what size is it? It's kind of half of an A5. It's on quite good quality paper. As I said, it's been perforated. It's got watermarks. It's got a printed harp. Let me distinguish this printed. It's printed like by a company who put the thing onto the paper before extra information was printed on to say, I own this license, as opposed to being printed on with your inkjet. This is the real McCoy. This is designed, watermarked. It has barcode. Barcode is gone from the new license. This is barcoded. It's stamped, it's signed, it's dated, and it's got computer writing over it with my details on it. This is the real McCoy. What you get in the post now is just something that you could attempt. It wouldn't be worth your while, but you could attempt to forge it. They'd know you haven't paid, so what would be the point? When these come in, I put them... We've always put them in the side of our television stand. Don't know why, but we have our license, so we're covered. But, you know, you fear that the TV detector van is going to come up the road and it's going to knock on the door and say, we're spot checking for television licenses, have you got yours? And you want to say, I know where it is. You don't want to say, oh, it's in some drawer somewhere and I'm not sure, and because you'd have it, but not being able to produce it on the spot, you would feel like you're defrauding them. That kind of guilty thing when you see an officer of the law and you haven't done anything wrong kind of feeling. So we put it beside the telly, underneath the telly in the television stand, in a side panel. It's a nice little hideaway place where doesn't get dusted very much either by the looks of things, and that's where we know we can find it. But now we're just sticking these photocopies in. I just dropped 2008 license on the ground, and I think it's not worth the paper it's printed on. It's just a shoddy excuse for a license, and if you're going to devalue the holding of the license, what it looks like, you know, this is official, this means you've paid money to the state to provide Glenroe and Fair City and the Week in Politics and the Ricochet Show, it should look like a license, not something that's, you know, the dog ate your homework kind of printout thing. Design and prestige and some value in the piece of paper you hold. Because if you devalue the holding of the license, you devalue the whole principle of having a license. And I don't think that that is a way forward in the current climate, because if they could, they'd take away the funding from the public service broadcaster. And then where would we be? News Talk, TV3. If you want to know what would happen to broadcasting without a license, Century Radio, 98 FM, Tom Dunn. That's what would happen to broadcasting without a TV license. You know that, I know that, they know that. There's people out there who would like us not to have a public service broadcasting funded organisation putting out quality stuff not based on market concerns. I'm not saying everything's right with the public service broadcaster. I've got my complaints and I deal with them regularly. But if we're going to devalue the licence, that's the way we're headed. I think we should have quality licences, nice printing. Come on post. I think you can do better than these. What would you call this? This is just not worth the A4 printout it's printed on. Thank you very much.